I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we had a chance to speak with Dave Stensis. He's the organizer of the Beatles and Brews fundraiser that's coming up on November 7th in Marquette to help out J.J. Pax. We're also joined by Hobby Vic Foos' daughter, who is with J.J. Pax, to find out more about that group and what they do. Here's more about the Beatles and Brews fundraiser.
Saturday, November 7th at the Oradoc Brewery in downtown Marquette. And we have concerts for about 6+ hours, 7 bands playing to benefit J.J. Pax. And right now it's just looking like it's going to be a super packed, full house, kind of a great night.
Let's talk a little bit about who you've got playing, because the idea here is it's interpretations of music of the Beatles, and who's right. playing that is on the bill.
Right, it's all Beatles. People might play something by, you know, John Lennon, George Harrison, Paul McCartney from their post-Beatles careers, but it's all their music, and it's going to be performed by 7 different groups, as I said. We got the Union Suits, Moon Rock, the Amnesians, the Geezers, Day Trippers Band, Ecletico String Orchestra, and Adam Sofox, which is a band featuring Mike Waite.
That's a great bunch and a great variety there. So you're going to get a little bit of different interpretations. I know that with like Ecletico involved, that they were very popular a year or two ago, that you were able to get them back, which is really cool.
Right. Fantastic sound. They've got all their string instruments, amplified pickups on them, and with the professional sound that we have there provided by Sombrero Sound, it's really, you don't get anything better as far as concert sound. It's just fantastic.
Well, this started way back a few years back with, it was John Lennon Night, and I know that you started that off idea with the music of John Lennon, and it's really evolved into, it's a community event now that you kind of almost had to expand it a little bit, didn't you?
Yeah. And why not? I mean, the Beatles were, you know, the strength of the Beatles was really the McCartney-Lennon songwriting duo, you know, that propelled them for years. And so George Harrison's a great songwriter. Ringo Starr's a great rock drummer, you know. So, you know, they've got a catalog of 240 something songs just in their 8-year Beatle careers.
And these bands here that you talk about, I mean, they were major influences on some of these guys that are in these bands that they're probably more than happy to step up.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's true. I mean, they're still an inspiration to some of the younger players that we've had people that play in this that are teenagers. But the Ecletico has quite a few young musicians, and they're more or less professional musicians, you know, they're all inspired by the Beatles. So it's great to see that.
We'll give everybody a little bit more of a rundown of what's happening and what time, but Hobby is with us this morning. Hobby Vic Foostutter with J.J. Pax, which is the beneficiary of this, and tell us a little bit about what J.J. Pax is, what you do.
Well, thanks for having us, first of all. J.J. Pax is a weekend food program for low-income kids in the elementary schools here in Marquette, Michigan. And we started this program, my co-founder and I, Kevin Carr. And in January this year, we started with about 80 packs in all 4 elementary schools. We are now up to 180 packs that we send home with kids every Friday.
And that is packs that can contain, is it food? What is it?
Yes. Yeah. It is healthy food. That's the backbone of our program, is to send kids home with healthy, nutritious, supplemental foods for the weekend.
Dave, let's give everybody kind of the details as to what's happening, the times, and then suggested donations and some of the other things that are happening besides the music.
Sure. We're having a big concert on Saturday, November 7th down at the Oradoc Brewery, downtown Marquette. The music starts at 6 and it will go till about 1 o'clock in the morning. And there are 7 performers. We're going to have some finger food there early. I recommend people get there early because I think it's going to be a packed house. We're going to be raffling off pint glasses and between each band. We're asking for a donation of $10 and students $5. And that's about it. It's going to be fantastic, though. We've got a great lineup of performers. Like I said, 7 different groups, and all doing the great Beatles music. And you can find out more about the event through our Facebook page for the event, Beatles and Brews Fundraiser. And JJ Pax also has a website where, or a Facebook page where they're sharing that information.
Yeah, Javi, I was going to ask you about that in terms of with JJ Pax. This is relatively something relatively new, but it seems to be catching on. And this event will probably help also get the word out. But if people do want to find out more about what JJ Pax does, or they want to help out, volunteer with it, maybe give a donation, how can they find you?
Thank you very much. Facebook. Facebook is the best way to contact us right now. JJ Pax on Facebook. We have all sorts of information, volunteer opportunities, and this event will surely be a great big help.
That's the comments of Dave Stensis with the Beatles and Brews fundraiser coming up November 7th in Marquette, as well as the comments of Hobby Vic Foodstatter with JJ Pax. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.